Hello and welcome to the Science Break for GCSE Science. Today we're looking at the structure and function of enzymes. You can see the video that links with this topic on the Science Break YouTube channel and join the many followers on Instagram to get helpful notes for GCSE Science. For now, let's continue with enzymes. Enzymes are biological catalysts. Catalysts speed up chemical reactions, and enzymes are called biological catalysts because they speed up reactions in living things. By living things, we mean both plant and animals. Not only do they speed up chemical reactions, but they can be used over and over again as long as they are not damaged. The first thing to talk about is the structure of enzymes. Enzymes are all made of protein. They have a 3D structure, and the shape of this 3D structure is very important. In fact, there is a very specific part of the enzyme that is crucial for the enzyme to work, and that part is called the active site. The active site has a very specific shape that is held together by bonds within the protein. The molecule, or parts of molecules that enzymes work on, fit into that active site. These molecules are called substrate molecules. We say the substrate molecules are complementary to the active site, or that they fit into the active site. Remember never to say that the active site and the substrate are the same shape. The substrate has a shape that fits into the active site, but it is not the same shape. When the substrate molecule is in the active site, we briefly get the formation of an enzyme-substrate complex. The enzyme does its job, then the products leave the active site. It is important to remember that there are lots of different substrate molecules in the cells of the body, so we need lots of different enzymes. Each enzyme is specific to one type of substrate molecule. We call this idea the lock and key model. The active site is like a lock and the substrate is like a key. Only one substrate molecule fits only one active site, just like only one key shape fits one lock. Enzymes can break large molecules into smaller ones, for example in digestion, and they can build larger molecules from smaller ones, for example in protein synthesis. Molecules are constantly being built up and broken down in the cells of the body, and all of these reactions together is the metabolism of the body. Metabolism can be defined as the sum of all the reactions in the body, and enzymes catalyze the metabolism reactions. There are some important metabolism reactions that happen in the cells of living things that you have to remember. There are five that we're going to go through. The first one is the conversion of glucose into starch and cellulose in plants, or the conversion of glucose into glycogen in animals. The second one is the formation of lipid molecules from a molecule of glycerol and three molecules of fatty acid. We also have, in plants, the combination of glucose and nitrate ions to form what we call amino acids, and these are used to synthesize proteins. The next one is a reaction that happens in all living things, and that's respiration. And finally, we can talk about the breakdown of excess proteins to form urea for excretion. This happens only in animals. So those are examples of metabolism reactions that happen in living things, and it's important to remember that all of those reactions are controlled by enzymes, or we could say they are catalyzed by enzymes. In summary, enzymes are biological catalysts that speed up chemical reactions in the cells of living things, and they can be reused. They are protein molecules that have a 3D shape and an active site that is complementary in shape to the shape of substrate molecules. If you want to take a look at some videos for these topics that you need for paper ones for biology, chemistry and physics, head over to the Science Break on YouTube. And again, remember, we've got Instagram with lots of useful notes and bits and pieces for GCSE science. And of course, the website and all that good stuff. OK, so thanks for listening and I'll speak to you soon.